Hi, I'm Henry Ranga, President of Christian Leaders, and I want to welcome you to the Field Minister course, where you can learn about becoming a field minister, find out what it's all about, find out why this is so important, and if this fits your calling. So, what is a field minister? Well, a field minister is a minister. Romans 16, verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, I commend to you Phoebe, a diakonos. The word diakonos is the word minister. I ask that you receive her in the Lord, worthy of the saints, and she's been a big help to me. So what Phoebe did was Phoebe was the letter carrier. And the Apostle Paul sent her on this field mission to take the book of Romans, the epistle that the Apostle Paul wrote, and bring it to the Roman church. And as a field minister, a letter carrier, she was responsible to answer questions that people would have about the book of Romans. Yes, Romans. This is a book that deals with questions of predestination, there's questions of theology. Martin Luther said that the book of Romans opened his eyes to justification by faith and not by works that started the Reformation. So Phoebe is this field minister. Now, the history of ministers throughout the early Christianity started out very simple. And as time went on, it became more and more complex, and eventually the ministers became priests, and there were bishops, and they were the clergy. And the lay ministers were those who were the volunteers who helped. They were often the early diaconists. There were men and women in the early church that were the lay ministers, and then the clergy were the professional ministers. In these last days, at Christian Leaders Alliance, we are taking away that distinction. Ministers are ministers. And as you are called to ministry, if you're a newer minister, you may be a wedding officiant who just is serving in that one specific area. Or this is the field minister, which is the next step in our training and our credentialing through the Christian Leaders Alliance. So, what is a field minister? A field minister is a minister, and I would say this would fit an elder or a deacon in a local church who wants to upgrade their training and even their credentials. This would fit a program that a church planter were placing in their church, and they want to have well-trained ministers to help him or her as they're planting a church. So this field minister position could be for you if you're helping another minister, maybe a minister who has more training or is planting a church. A field minister would be perfect for a retired person who, you know, wants to give back and doesn't want to have a study program that is way beyond their time and efforts, and they feel their time is short, or a businessman who wants to be a minister, also a businessman, but or woman, and what they're doing is they're saying, hey, I want some field ministry training. Like Phoebe. Phoebe was a businesswoman, a patron, who was trained by the Apostle Paul and even trained in knowing deeply the book of Romans. So this program, what is it? Is really a first step. It's clergy grade. All the programs at Christian Leaders Alliance are clergy grade, starting with the Christian Leaders Wedding Officiant, the Christian Wedding Officiant, and now this field minister position. Now, what's great about this is you can start here and you can proceed all the way up to a minister of a word. And we have at Christian Leaders Alliance, we have the diakonos level training, which is basically getting you going all the way up to an ordained minister. So it starts with the wedding officiant, then the field minister, and then there are several roles up to ordained minister. And then as an ordained minister, you can go to presbyteros roles, which are more the maturing, and you can find out more about this. I don't want to talk all about this now. I'm just giving you a quick introduction. And then there's episcopos roles, these super spreaders of Christianity in a region. And you're right here in the field minister, where you're getting your foot wet and your feet wet in this, and you're learning more about how to take that calling to the next level as a minister for our Lord Jesus Christ.